Their returns were uncertain. They were contested. Actually, there was an Oregon electoral vote that was contested as well. It goes into Congress, and basically a compromise is hashed out. And the compromise is that that Hayes is going to become president. Afterwards, Wags called him Rutherford B. Hayes. And in return, the Republicans would end the regime of Reconstruction, pull out of the South, and basically let the Southern white establishment rule in the South again. That began the process of disenfranchisement of African Americans in the South. Didn't happen everywhere immediately. It was a gradual process. But by 1900, blacks in the South were, by and large, not voting at all. And you had the creation of the segregation, Jim Crow, and so on. So you can really find a lot of the roots of that back at this contested election. One of the most noted authors of this time was Mark Twain, and one of his books was called The Gilded Age. And this period of American history from the 1870s, 80s, into the 1890s is often called, after Twain's book, The Gilded Age. You can read it for free, as you can see on the images up there. It's in the public domain now. And often historians look at the politics of this period, the period especially after the Hayes-Tilden election, and they refer to it as Gilded Age politics.